Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, continuing to celebrate Small Business Week. Even though the SBA wrapped things up on Tuesday, I can't get enough of this. Of course, I celebrate you every day of the year, but this is our week, small business owners, and I'm going to milk this thing as long as I can. And I think somebody... We got a guest on the coming up here in a few seconds that who's been with us before and is a member of our Brain Trust who I think will agree with me on that. Kellyanne Conway, ladies and gentlemen, is the president and the founder of the Polling Company, which is a company that does just exactly that. They poll people and on a number of different issues, and she's also the co-author of What Women Really Want. I haven't read that book, but I must have that because I need that information. She also received the Crystal Ball Award from the Washington Post for her predictions, which were the most accurate of the 2004 election, and she's our friend Kellyanne Conway. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And Kelly, I know you agree with me. As I said earlier, I just won't stop celebrating small businesses in America.
Well, you can't. And the thing, Jim, that we're finding in all of our data is that small business ownership, entrepreneurship, is certainly the new American dream, and it's also the path towards security, which sounds ironic. Years ago, you had to be pretty bold and a big risk taker to want to venture out on your own and convert a hobby, a skill, a passion into a money-making enterprise. But today people look across the landscape of corporate America, of big entities, of government, frankly, and they say there's no security there. That's not the place where I'm going to be guaranteed to have a job in 5 or 10 years or benefits that attach consistently to the position. So I'm going to go ahead and just chart my own parallel universe. It's particularly true among women, and not just working moms, Jim. They're certainly the largest group of these new web commuters that we're talking about in this new survey, but really just people who want to be their own equilibrium, who are tired of that daily commute, who are tired of putting on those pantyhose and that monkey suit and spending an hour and a half.
That's why, Kellyanne,
$10 on lunch. Yeah.
That's why I started my own business 20 years ago next week. I got tired of putting on the pantyhose every day, and I said, enough is enough. But I will tell you what I did say. I said when I got downsized for the second time in the 80s, I said, you know what? I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
That's right.
And I started my own business almost 20 years ago, but you know, one of the things, and I want to get to she's got an outstanding survey, folks, that we're going to talk about in a second. But Kellyanne, and a few minutes ago, I was talking about how disgusted I am, and how sick I am, tired I am of politicians invoking our name, invoking the name of small business, and saying we're the backbone of America, and you're a good Catholic girl, as if that gave them absolution or something, as if that was like saying 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers. You know, that all they had to do was say and recognize small business as the backbone of America, and then trot off to vote on some bill that would hurt us. I'm sick of that. What do you think?
Well, small business owners are being disproportionately harmed with all this new legislation and regulation, this regulation nation. And when people talk about, quote, taxing the rich or the middle class to the rich, they don't realize that is being defined vastly, Jim, by those who are S corporations. Maybe you
yes.
are. I certainly am.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, and really what that means in our basic IRS tax structure in this country. And I think that more needs to be done, frankly, to show people that mom and pop are being hurt by a lot of this new taxation and regulation because, you know, people really admire small business owners. That is the new American dream for
yep.
many people. And even as folks are losing faith in other institutions like corporate America, like the media, like their politicians, may I add, the same people voting on this, they they maintain and, in fact, have been increasing their faith and their respect for small business owners. So we need to get that word out there. And
right.
Look, what we're finding in this new survey, too, is, you know, the number of, this was about web commuting for Citrix Online, and the number of people who actually have the ability to work remotely once in a while doesn't match up with the vast number of people who would like to have
right.
the ability to work remotely once in a while.
We used to call it teleworking. Now you guys, now you've coined a new term, web commuting.
Yes, it was called telework because it basically had to do the most with the phone, that you were able to keep in touch with.
Or a fax machine.
Or a fax machine. That's exactly
yeah.
right, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can still participate in the conference calls. You can interface with clients and colleagues and certainly your boss throughout the day. You can receive documents in real time on your fax machine. But as we can all appreciate, that's been revolutionized by the Internet. And so many people are that much more able to work remotely, either once in a while or full-time, frankly, in certain industries, because of the email and the Internet and because of some of these tools that that certain companies give competitive edges to help drive small business success by giving them the tools to either hire people across the state, across the country, and even across the world now to be active in, let's just say, a virtual meeting to
yep.
look at the same document at the same time through your intranet as well. And these are very cost-effective remedies. You know, years ago when you were talking about teleworking and now web commuting, the employee was the one who was thought to benefit the most.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to face that commute. You could stay home
right.
with a sick child. You can wait for
It put extra stress on the manager because he or she was the one that had to take up some of the slack, had to deal with the coordination and whatever lack of productivity was there.
That's right. And it was sort of a wink-wink within the office, too. You know,
right.
and a roll of the eyes, your colleagues who had to pick up the slack would say, oh,
right.
she's home with her kids again today, or, oh, the cable man's coming again
mm-hmm.
today. But that's no longer the case because now it benefits the employer as well. So many employers are trying to reduce their overhead by shrinking their office space. They're trying to find ways to actually husband their resources. And we're finding that from the employer, particularly small business owners, and the employee side, Jen, there's a great deal of agreement with the way web commuting can help them to expand those resources.
Well, we're interested in adding a position to our company, and we don't want them in this office. We don't care where they live.
Well,
we're looking for a skill set. We're looking for a skill set. We're going to be working with these people. We'll be talking to them every day, but we're looking for a skill set. We don't care where they are. In fact, I would rather they not be here because I don't want to have to build another office on my building here.
you're up there with many small business owners that we surveyed in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, and we found a similarity of agreement, particularly among American small business owners, Jim. They said the number one reason to allow online meetings that incorporate both the telephone and computer rather than travel for in-person meetings was to reduce expenses. They
exactly.
also recognize increased
hold on to that, Kellyanne. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. If you remember, folks, I predicted in 1999 when broadband connectivity became ubiquitous, the world would change. That's what's happening right now. Kellyanne Conway is our guest. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. I still miss him, but we still have his music. As long as I have a radio show, you'll be able to enjoy it here, and I hope you'll... I encourage you to go and buy this album. It's called the Innocent Age album. It's a double album. About 24, 30 songs. And everyone is outstanding. Check it out. The Age of Innocence. Dan Fogelberg. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Just spinning a little wax for you here and talking a little small business with our good friend Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne is CEO and president of the Polling Company, and we're talking about telecommuting. And I gotta get it right here. I've been using this term all these years. It's now web commuting. And by the way, folks, if you want to check out all the things that we do around here, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. I'll be blogging about our conversation with Kellyanne today. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter @JimBlassingame. Kellyanne, the Polling Company. How would we find you?
www.pollingcompany.com, and there you will find the full report, this Worldwide Workplace Web Commuting Imperative report that Citrix Online and my firm just put out. And it's really something. It's a great document, not just for small business owners and aspiring small business owners, but really for employees, kind of a little how-to guide to get you to lobby internally at your workplace to allow you to web commute. And I'll tell you, Jim, that's more the case now when you've got fears like H1N1 virus. You know, these schools that are closing in New York and elsewhere, they have no ability to web teach or web commute for
right.
the students. But and traffic, closures, this awful winter and spring that we've had across the nation in many places, there are so many reasons now for you to not miss work and for your employer to not.
Well, that's exactly
like
right. It's just too easy to take a laptop home. You know, my work, Kellyanne, I could do what I do anywhere in the world. I have done it. I was in Washington the first part of the week and did my show from Small Business Week. And there's so many jobs these days. Obviously, retail is not one of them. You know, that's different. Manufacturing, you know, that's different. Things like that. Construction. But some elements of those assignments can be done by web commuting. We've got video capability now with Skype and with other platforms. On and on. The cloud computing, Kellyanne, is really becoming huge. IBM is making a multi-billion-dollar commitment, just that one company, to cloud computing, which is one of the great platforms to help web computing be successful.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Citrix Online also offers, you know, a number of different technologies that allow you to have an online meeting, look at the same documents at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea, Jim, that I even faced in a law firm years before I started my own business 14 years ago, I hated the need to be seen, even when your work was completed. This idea that, you know, so-and-so was here till midnight, so-and-so was here all weekend.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, so-and-so is very inefficient during the day. That's why. So this idea is that you get your work done. This is very result-focused instead of process-focused.
Right.
And any good business person is going to be result-focused. So what it allows, and we found, you know, we did a survey. It's a really groundbreaking survey for Citrix Online because it was of American small business owners and employees, but also in the United Kingdom and in Australia. And we found a real similarity of agreement. What you wear to work is far less important to people now than what is accomplished there. The ability to stay in touch with the office while you're away, while you're sitting at O'Hare Airport waiting for your connection, or while you're on a quick little vacation with your family, that ability to stay in touch and not feel like you're literally thousands of miles away is very important. And also the ability to provide services outside of normal business hours. And I'll tell you something else. It cuts down on the lying in the office. You know, years ago, it cuts down on two big things. It cuts down on the lying in the office where people are like, oh, God, you know, I've got to get to the doctor today, when really they just want a day off or they want to wait for the cable guy. And number two.
You know, another thing, Kellyanne, this is a tremendous benefit to so many small businesses, as you know very well. Employees in a small business are all critical, and some are more critical than others. And just as you get somebody where they're really, you know, performing well and really know all the things that they need to know to help you and your company, their parent gets sick, or a child happens, or some other issue. Their husband gets, you know, or their spouse gets moved, their job gets moved 50 miles away or whatever. And this person doesn't have to be in the office every day, every minute. And so you don't have to lose that person just because of something like this, which may wind up being a 6 or 12 month temporary thing. In the past, you just lose that employee. Now you can keep them.
And they lose their ability to earn a living at a very difficult time in their life, Jim. So it really is a win-win for everyone. I'll tell you, I was a little surprised the number was so high, because we found 21% of workers across the U.S. said they'd be willing to give up 5% of their annual salary to be able to web commute home from home 1 to 2 days a week. Now, this survey was done at a time of economic downturn, as you can appreciate.
Right.
But that's the kind of flexibility people want. You can't prepare for every rainy day.
One of the obstacles is still out there that web commuting has got to deal with, and this is management. Managers, and this, it's working. I mean, it's coming around, but more managers have to get comfortable. I think the employees are cool with it. More the managers have to get comfortable with not having their people under their nose. Kellyanne Conway, give us the website again, please.
www.pollingcompany.com.
Can we post this report on our website?
Absolutely. Please do, Jim. You can
Thank
have
you.
The whole thing. I'll make sure you get it.
Thank you. Kellyanne Conway, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. We won't do without her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
See the dog and the butterfly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.